the TV. They're the only BS I need. The beers and the sunshine. Nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girls striking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down in the world gone crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I thank baby. Turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in Northwest England, that stabbing attack, has now risen to 3. All were children attending a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. Several others were injured. A 17-year-old suspect is in custody. The clock's ticking for Kamala Harris to pick a running mate.
We are told that the vetting process is now fully underway. Sources say that Harris is considering roughly a dozen Democrats for the job, but among the leading contenders is Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, as well as Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, someone who is not going for this position. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, says she plans to finish out her term.
ABC's Rachel Scott. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper also is out of the running. Thousands demonstrating across Venezuela following the re-election of President Nicolas Maduro. Opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez announcing that his campaign has the proof it needs to show that he actually won the country's disputed election, the legitimacy of which is being questioned worldwide. This is ABC News. The Senate today expected to take up and to pass a pair of bills aimed at making cyber safe space safer for kids.
The legislation would require platforms give teens the option to opt out of algorithms and give parents more control over how their kids' information is used. X and Microsoft have endorsed the safeguards, and Meta says it backs legislation to regulate tech platforms, but the company stopped short of endorsing the Senate bill. The legislation's path ahead also remains unclear in the Republican led House. Last week, Speaker Mike Johnson said he's committed to finding consensus, but he did not commit to bringing the Senate bill to the floor.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. This comes as a new study shows social media pressure has 1 in 3 kids saying they feel they need to be perfect. City of San Diego putting out new warnings about sea lions after people were spotted again getting way too close. Even touching one's a federal offense. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Egg Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on 2 proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says the questions are intentionally confusing and would slow down money from Washington to Wisconsin communities in an emergency. A strict abortion law is now in effect in neighboring Iowa, where most abortions are now banned after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
I feel sorry for the women in Iowa. This is a national issue. It's not just a Wisconsin issue or an Iowa issue. Women should have the right to determine their reproductive health.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear 2 abortion cases in the months to come. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that the invasive emerald ash borer has been found in Burnett County, meaning there are no counties left in the state uninfested by the beetle. DNR officials say they have confirmed a report of a possible infestation from June 13th in the town of Menan. They worry the beetle will eventually kill more than 99% of the white, black, and green ash trees in the state. Cities like Eau Claire have taken to removing the infected ash trees on city property entirely. Douglas County officials are reminding area residents to practice safe driving after seeing an increase in fatal accidents. According to Douglas County Sheriff Matt Izzard, there have already been 6 crashes leading to 8 deaths in 2024, 3 of which happened in the city of Superior. Sheriff's office officials are also reminding residents to reconsider getting behind the wheel after drinking or taking any other mind-altering substances. They say speed and impairment have been common factors leading to the increase in fatal crashes. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Robert A. Witt, 89, of Park Falls, passed away on June 18th in Milwaukee. He is survived by his daughter, Kelly Erickson, survived also by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, and further survived by his longtime friend and loving companion, Rosie Dexter, further survived by close family friend Kim Cole and by his sister-in-law and numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service 11 a.m. Saturday, August 10th at the First Baptist Church located in Prentice. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert A. Witt, 89, Park Falls. Leon Arthur Fleisch Fresser, age 66, peacefully went home to Jesus on Saturday, July 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his father, Robert Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, 3 children, Amanda Alexander of Glidden, Fabian Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, and Ryan Boxler of Park Falls, by his 4 grandchildren, by 1 great-grandchild, survived further by his brother John Fleisch Fresser of Tucson, Arizona, his sister Gail Fleisch Fresser of Suffolk, Virginia, by his brother David Fleisch Fresser of Butternut, survived also by his faithful and dear cousins, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut, Monday, August 12th at 11 a.m. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday from 9:30 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. This has been the funeral notice for Leon Arthur Fleisch Fresser, 66. Natalie Louise Seller, age 66, of Park Falls, died on Saturday, July 27th at Riblake Health Services in Riblake. She is survived by her 3 sons, Sean Beshka, Matt Sellers, and Chris Beshka. Survived also by 13 grandchildren, by her brother, Ronald Seller of Marshall, Illinois, her brother-in-law, and further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private celebration of life will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Natalie Louise Seller, age 66, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to get up.
I like their morning show. This is something to wake you up right in the morning.
98Q Country.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Brewers and the Braves tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and the team that left Milwaukee for Atlanta, the Braves. The Brewers winning game one last night, 8-3, thanks to some good pitching.
Pitching staff was really good. You know, Colin Ray gave us another great start. Milner again, what can you say? Pagiro, Mears. Huck gave us a great inning.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who said that Trevor Megill has moved to the 15-day IL with back problems. The Brewers making a trade before the deadline tonight. They required right-hander Frankie Montas, who pitched 19 starts for the Reds this year. In return, Milwaukee sends Joey Weimer and reliever Jacob Junis to Cincinnati. NFL has new kicking rules. You can not only attempt an onside kick in the fourth quarter, you must be the losing team, and you have to declare when you're going to do it. Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
This new kickoff thing is going to be fun and confusing and different, and a lot of questions are going to arise regardless of what position we're talking about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
I was dating this jealous girl for a while, and it got to me a little bit because you girls look great, and it's hard for me not to look. I'm not going to cheat, but I just want to look. It's rude for me not to. But it got to the point, like, I kind of see a pretty girl. I keep talking to my girlfriend, and she'd smack me and get all mad. But I'd get that. But then I was, like, thinking I was doing better. I kind of see a pretty girl approaching, and I would just, like, hone in on my girlfriend, all my attention. And she noticed that, too. She looks around. She's like, oh, is she so pretty you can't even look that way? I felt like I couldn't win. If you're in my predicament, guys, you got to do what I do. You got to call it out first. When you see a pretty girl walk by, nudge your girlfriend, like, look at her thinking she can wear that. Next, your girl's gonna lean into you like, I know, right? Now we're looking together as a unit.
Good morning.
What do you listen?
Really great music. Every song I like.
Love it.
Thank you for listening.
98Q Country.
Been thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, shade tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money, and I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Your kiss just said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Windows down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six-string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring. I'm that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you. Yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kinda tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look. What my world spins around. What my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 you on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to fight. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt and your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup and my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every
every move you make, baby, it works. And you snap back. Whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh. And you snap back. Your stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback.
Guys, Old Dominion, our guys. Snap back, 98Q Country, 27 past 7. How you doing? Tuesday morning. Hope it's a good day for you. If it's one of those days where you woke up and you're like, oh, just get through this day today. Everybody has those days, right? Where you wake up and you're like, can I just have a nothing day? Can I just have one of those, you know, go for a walk, nothing days? If you got the opposite of that, just wade your way through it, get through it. You know, the other side will be there soon, and we'll all pass through it. So I hope it turns out to be a good one for you. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. Heat index into the 90s. Humidity levels are high, too. So hydrate, even if you're not outside doing stuff. Get a bottle of water. Keep that at work. And humidity will take it out of you. I'm watching the USA versus Germany men's volleyball as we do the morning show here. And I talked last week about Olympic sports that I thought that I could linger for like 30, 40 seconds, you know, in the activity and might be able to get away with it, might be able to look like, or they might be able to hide me to a point where no one would notice that the old guy's out on the court. Volleyball, men's volleyball, not one of those. No way. I would never step foot on that court. They'd kill me. One of those spikes hits me. I don't care where. If it hit me in the toe, it'd be broken. The velocity at which men and the women play volleyball is just absolutely crazy. And the U.S. trying to beat Germany to advance on. I did find a sport yesterday that I think I could linger for a while, though, maybe even up to a minute or so, and that was handball. Very intrigued by the rules of handball. It was on last night. I think I could linger around the outside zone of handball for a while, and I could I could look like I belong for a while. So I'm going to add that to the list. That and flag football, I could do that, too. I haven't seen flag football being played yet, though. Not on the network coverage, anyway. Well, of course, before we talk about this, coming up this morning, Copperbox, one of the bands that's coming to Flamborama, will join us this morning at about, what time are they going to join us? 9 o'clock or so, a little bit after 9, to talk about their venture to Park Falls this week. Of course, tomorrow, Shane Kronberger, 5, and Chris Cruzy at 6 o'clock. If you haven't been keeping up in the music industry, Chris Cruzy was second place on The Voice a few years back, and I was listening to a couple of his songs last night, and we're going to play one, probably one or two yet this week. He's good. I mean, he's really, really good. I have no idea why he isn't on country radio nationwide, because he is really talented. He's from Barron, and he's going to be here. It's Civic Media sponsoring that. We're going to be out there with our tent broadcasting from the event tomorrow afternoon from 4 until 6. Well, as we know, prices are up. Grocery prices are up. Gas prices, you know, lingering between $3.50 and $3.70, somewhere in there. And a lot of people are asking questions as to why prices are up. Some places, restaurants, big chains are struggling a little bit. Prices have gone up, obviously, at fast food restaurants. You know, here in small town America, we don't have too many fast food restaurants. You know, we got your Subways, which is kind of considered fast food, more convenience. McDonald's, of course. McDonald's, a recent story came out on CNN that they're trending, their profit trending is not headed in a good direction. They're still making money, and it's in the billions, don't get me wrong. But there's some areas of the country where McDonald's, like a Big Mac meal, has gone up to like $18 because, you know, California is just a whole different world out there. That's just, it's just not even close to what we, it's a whole different world as far as prices and stuff like that and wages. But they say that that some people are just looking at the values of some of the fast food restaurants, even Burger King, even Starbucks and Wendy's, and they're like, not going to do it anymore, you know? And I guess in small town America, you know, you make your choice. I mean, McDonald's is convenient. You go in there and, you know, you snap your finger and there it is. There's your meal. It is what it is. But it's getting to the point price-wise now where the price difference between, a bigger burger and a little better quality meal at a local restaurant, the price between that and a Big Mac value meal, it's not that much. It's not very close. So people, the convenience, of course, of driving through a McDonald's and stuff like that is there and probably has its place. I will say this. If you travel, if you go to fast food, the chain stuff once in a while, It does pay to have the app on your phone. That can save you money. For instance, like McDonald's, if you're buying a Big Mac value meal, if you don't have the app, it's probably like $9.50. If you got the app, you can probably get it for $7, $7.50. I mean, it's a significant saving. So that's just a tip for you if you use that stuff. But again, that the price difference between, you know, local hometown restaurants and the big chains, that used to be the difference for people. They would say, well, you know, I'll do Burger King because it's, you know, $5 cheaper. That price difference is not much anymore, and the quality of it is obvious. So McDonald's announcing, the story that I read kind of talked about the fact that sales, that things aren't looking good for McDonald's, doom and gloom. And then I looked up what were the profits for McDonald's for the last year, and it was still in the billions. So they're all right. They're all right. One thing I will say that I don't like about the changes that McDonald's made is they took away the exciting, you know, the Ronald McDonald yellows and reds and the festive atmosphere of McDonald's, and they kind of turned a lot of the McDonald's into kind of a Starbucks, kind of a West Coast Seattle feel Starbucks. And I grew up, you know, having that festive feel of McDonald's, of the brightness and the cheeriness, and not that it's, they're still wonderful looking restaurants, but this is different. It looks like more of a barista. You walk in there and you're expecting that it'd be a Starbucks or a Caribou or something like that. So the prices, of course, at our local, and not local, but national, everywhere, grocery stores is up too, way up. There's some that I just don't get. Ramen noodles are still the same. it's always a good, absolutely no nutritional value way to fill your stomach. So that's what it is. Ramen noodles have really no nutritional value unless you add something to them. But they're like a nickel for 50 of them. And that's what they were 20 years ago. And that's what they are now, the ramen noodles. But there's other things like name brand chips that are just crazy priced. A refrigerated soda in a 20-ounce bottle. It's just like, what? I saw the price of that the other day, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. there's just certain, and that's, we mentioned a little bit earlier this morning, you know, it's capitalism, I guess. You let people decide, are they going to pay, you know, $6 for a bag of Doritos or not? And then the company will adjust, and they'll move backward or do what they got to do on that. So, but some of the pricing is head scratching. When I go grocery shopping with my wife, I don't go a lot, but it's always, I'm just ready for it now. I'm just ready for the grunting and complaining of, I'm not going to do it, not going to do it. All right, let's get to our twice an hour news and sports. We got a hot one brewing out there with temperatures in the mid-80s, even upper 80s, and heat index into the 90s. The Brewers continue to win. They do well. Let's get you updated. Kick it off with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in Northwest England, that stabbing attack, has now risen to 3. All were children attending a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. Several others were injured. A 17-year-old suspect is in custody. The clock's ticking for Kamala Harris to pick a running mate.
We are told that the vetting process is now fully underway. Sources say that Harris is considering roughly a dozen Democrats for the job, but among the leading contenders is Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, as well as Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, someone who is not going for this position. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, says she plans to finish out her term.
ABC's Rachel Scott. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper also is out of the running. Thousands demonstrating across Venezuela following the re-election of President Nicolas Maduro. Opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez announcing that his campaign has the proof it needs to show that he actually won the country's disputed election, the legitimacy of which is being questioned worldwide. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of two people linked to the death of a 5-year-old boy in Milwaukee last year will spend the rest of his life in prison. David Peturo was sentenced Friday. Prince McCree's battered remains were found in a dumpster last October. Eric Mendoza will also stand trial. It looks like another record-breaking year for the EAA Air Venture. Here's Lisa Hale.
Organizers say preliminary numbers look very similar to last year's record-breaking attendance of 677,000 people. EAA officials say 94 countries were represented this year, breaking last year's record of 93. A record number, 861 exhibitors were on the ground. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The new owners of the former Regency Inn and Suites are getting the renovations underway quickly. According to a WEAU report, the new owners are planning to rebrand the Trouble property as Willow Inn and Suites and give it a complete renovation to distance themselves from its past as a criminal hotspot. In their plans, the new owners identified doors that don't close properly, outdated security systems, and bad previous management as issues to address before reopening the South Hastings Way location. A Duluth woman was arrested this week for allegedly stealing hundreds of dollars worth of fuel. According to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the woman allegedly stole about $260 worth of fuel from a retailer in Hackensack on Monday, a few hours after reports of a $300 fuel theft in Beckes. Law enforcement authorities believe more fuel thefts in the northern Minnesota and Wisconsin areas may be connected to the suspect and are encouraging local retailers to report any further thefts. I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Trade deadline coming up tonight, and the Brewers sending outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. 9 years in the big leagues, 19 starts this year for Cincinnati, an ERA that started out at 3.56 but has risen into the fives. Meanwhile, just as the crew gets back Devin Williams as the closer, Trevor McGill goes on the 15-day IR. Manager Pat Murphy.
Breaking news, Trevor McGill on the IL. Lower back. He's been dealing with it for about 5 days. He'll get an MRI this afternoon. That's the way the cookie crumbles, man.
Brewers last night with a nice 8-3 win at home over the Braves. Home runs by Hoskins, Adames, Churio. NFL Packers back on the practice field today in Green Bay. The Badgers football team begins training camp for the next 2 weeks at UW-Platteville.
Well, I think it's first and foremost, it's about getting away. To really get them to, you know, get to know each other and a lot of things even a little deeper.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's.
The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
All of your favorite country music.
Listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98 Q Country.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Let them ride round in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud. Turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. There's only
cause you make me wanna pull your truck to the side of the road, slide on over, let me hold you close and tell you everything I'm thinking. Hop on out and let the tailgate fall, get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna, well, girl, you make me wanna. It ought to be against the law. You know it should. Plain and simple, girl, them dimples know just how to turn me on. But now, baby, don't you look at me that way, cause you know there's only so much I can take. If you don't stop, I'm gonna, well, girl, you make me wanna.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Luke Combs at 98Q Country. Hot one out there, 751. We're talking about food. We're talking about McDonald's earlier, and there was something that I remember someone mentioned it to me a while back, but Gray came in, and we were talking a little bit about the McDonald's corporate structure. Morning, Gray, by the way.
Good morning, Joel.
Yeah, and it's very interesting to know, and a lot of people are surprised to know, that the McDonald's corporate structure is really not even about selling food.
Right. Yeah. The way that I've seen it put a couple times is that they are not a food business or a restaurant business. They are, in fact, a real estate business.
Yeah.
The vast majority of their profit comes from their rental agreements.
It's a great applause to capitalism. It really is. It's creative capitalism.
Well, yeah, that's what you and I were mentioning, is that they're basically ironclad. They've insulated themselves from their pricing fluctuation. Like right now, they're seeing some increase in profits because their prices are up, but most of their revenue stream hasn't even blipped. It fluctuates based on interest rates for mortgages and rental agreements. So yeah, it's not even affected by food costs.
Because all the properties that are out there are all owned by McDonald's.
Yeah, something like 80% were, it was actually mostly leases.
Yeah.
So that they can have some variability, and they can get out of ones that's like a 25-year standard rental agreement on 80% of their properties. They only actually own something like 18 or 15% that they're basically stuck with no matter what happens. They've kept themselves out of the owning game. It's all about rentals.
Yeah. So McDonald's doesn't go anywhere. That's good news, I guess.
Yes and no.
I mean, yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's like anything else in moderation. It's okay.
Their job, the jobs they bring aren't going anywhere. That's the really good part.
Yeah, yeah. And they do contribute to local communities somewhat. And but what I said earlier this morning was my most disappointing thing about McDonald's is not the pricing or the food or anything. It's that for me, that joy of a brightly colored, cheerful McDonald's with excited kids, it's not there anymore.
Oh, yeah. They used to have this back door into everyone's brain where there was this button that they could push, and it was by putting a clown in front of you and a burger in your hand, and these things just don't work anymore. I think because they took the clown away. I think you and I have the same theory about why it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. They're still doing all right, though. They're still doing all right.
Do you think they want a clown? I'll dress up as a clown and just go hang out at McDonald's and see if they pay me.
I was talking a couple months ago about the fact that one of the things that kids will never experience now is that joy of a brightly colored McDonald's birthday party that Ronald McDonald, some of them used to even have Ronald McDonald that would show up, that would dress up and be there at the party. The parents would go in and they would clear off the aluminum disposable ashtrays, put them in the corner. Uncle Jed would smoke over there 5 feet from the children's Christmas party. And then you'd have that big Christmas party in the styrofoam McBLT. It was just, it's just a thing of joy.
See, we didn't get that experience because they'd done away with the in-person Ronald McDonald's, but they replaced them with something that provided a similar kind of core memory experience, which was these weird plasticky, which I suppose made them impervious to the nasty stains that kids would get on any sort of fabric, but they made these plasticky statues. And you know, the poor mom sitting there in the play place with their kids, there's like 3 whole feet of bench space for someone who wants to relax and doesn't want to go down this disgusting plastic slide. And what they do is they take up half of that 3 feet of bench space with this Ronald McDonald statue that sits there with its arm on the back. So you can take a picture like you're actually sitting there with, somehow, I don't know how you make a statue uncomfortable, but McDonald's knows. If you need to answer that question, that's like, there's no way to interact, even for like picture purposes, without giving yourself a 3-day cramp of some kind. It was the most weirdly non-ergonomically shaped statue design, and it was in every play place. And that is what were placed in person clowns, which I think people considered that breaking even, really. Otherwise, we would have heard more complaints about that.
But I still think there's one reason why McDonald's continues to be very profitable and not on the food. When you talk about anything food-wise, McDonald's, when I say McDonald's food, what would be your number one thing that you enjoy about a McDonald's food?
French fries.
There you go. That's exactly it.
French fries. Like, yeah. I my heart knew. Like, yeah. Your heart told my heart, he's talking about French fries.
Yeah.
And my brain was like, yeah, I didn't even question it.
it's the French fries. There's some illegal substance in there that makes them delicious, and you better get them in 5 or 10 minutes, because then they can turn kind of gross.
Yep.
But when they're hot off the grill, oh my gosh.
Yeah, eat them before the compulsion ends, or you'll be left with only the regret. And like 18 cold fries.
All right.
Ugh.
Thank you, Gray.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you for the insight. 7:56 here at 98Q Morning Show.
Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many others. These brands mean big savings because some products offer as low as 0% up to 84 months. Let me repeat that.
Some products offer 0% up to 84 months.
Quality equipment, parts, service, weekly local deliveries. Nemeth Implement keeps you running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the showroom in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
There's a lot of good going on all around us. And Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing. Unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid. Our high in the mid to upper 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, with a heat index 90 to 95 or better each day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
Traffic, horns are honking, I've about had it, I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna